AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Southern California fire officials say a woman has died and five other people were injured when a large eucalyptus tree fell on a wedding party taking pictures in Whittier, California on Saturday afternoon. Rene Zaldivar told KNBC-TV he saw the tree fall down.
They didn't notice it until they started watching the tree fall, and they started running straight, but the tip of the tree got most of them.
Zaldivar saw the bride right after the tree fell on her wedding party.
She was limping a little bit, but she was just screaming about her mom. They couldn't wake her up.
The Los Angeles Times reports one of the injured is a 4-year-old flower girl who is listed in critical condition due to head trauma. Many highways from the Midwest to Massachusetts are covered with snow and ice. Captain David Burston with the Indiana State Police says troopers have had hundreds of calls for help.
We've sent over 427 property damage crashes. We've had 74 personal injury crashes. We have had two fatal crashes. Again, this is all just for Indiana State Police, not for other agencies.
The first snowstorm of the season in New York City didn't slow down holiday shopping.
Not rain, sleet, or snow will stop these shoppers who were on a mission in Midtown Manhattan, where the streets were crowded with people carrying shopping bags. Chris Smith drove down from Ithaca with his son, Danny.
We have an empty car to bring stuff home.
What are you looking for?
Mostly clothes, and he's looking for Legos.
I like playing with them a lot.
What are you going to make?
I like making these, big Lego architecture ones.
He already made the London Bridge out of Legos. Now father and son were heading to Toys R Us to see what other Lego sets they could buy. Julie Walker, New York.
It was bitterly cold in the Big Apple yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Standing room only Saturday at a memorial service in Ohio filled with moving tributes to former war hero, astronaut, and U.S. Senator John Glenn.
Vice President Joe Biden says John Glenn defined what it meant to be an American.
Just by how he acted. It was always about promise. We were a country of possibilities.
John Glenn once told retired Marine Corps General John Daly his 23 years as a Marine just wasn't enough.
We had John for 95 great years, and it still wasn't enough.
Glenn's son David recalled seeing his parents back in October. John Glenn started singing September songs.
The days dwindled down to a precious few, September, November. And these few precious days I'll spend with you.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Dr. Henry Heimlich, who invented the Heimlich maneuver that has saved thousands of people from choking to death, has died at the age of 96. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.